Our Project Milwaukee series on innovation in the economy continues today with a look at the future. Just what must the city do to remain competitive in innovative fields? We posed that question to insiders at a WUW1 forum this week. As Annalise Hensel reports, much of the conversation centered on two answers, cultivating collaboration and talent.
Researchers at companies and universities may be tempted to hold their cards close to the vest. But Brian Thompson says in Milwaukee that silo thinking will get you nowhere. Thompson heads the Research Foundation at UWM.
If you look at just UWM, we do about $60 million in research. But if you put all of the Milwaukee institutions together, including Marquette and MSUE and the Medical College and Concordia, that's about $250 to $300 million in research. And we have to band together in ways that you wouldn't have to if you were at a single large research institution.
Thompson says a large institution such as UW-Madison, with its worldwide reputation, has a research budget about four times that of the Milwaukee institutions combined. Yet he says the local universities are carving out their own path by developing partnerships.
We're doing that in water, we're doing that in energy, we're doing that in healthcare. So I think we're already finding that the institutions in Milwaukee are connected in a way just because that's how we compete.
There's definitely so much more power in all of our numbers together.
That's Carrie Bristol Grohl. She's a civil engineer and founder of Stormwater Solutions Engineering. It develops systems to manage stormwater and control flooding. Bristol Grohl says the firm looks for innovative techniques, so it made sense to locate in the Global Water Center in Milwaukee. It houses water-related businesses and research firms. When the center opened in 2013, planners promised it would create an environment ripe for collaboration. Bristol Grohl says it's living up to the pledge.
There has been so much great synergy coming out of that place. Like they said it would happen, and you go, yeah, it's probably really not going to happen. But being there with the innovative spirit and really running into people who are those thinkers really helps to innovate the rest of us as well. And then finding synergies where we can team together and go after a project that we've got various skill sets that we can pool, I think has a lot of energy.
Bristol Grohl is so confident in the Water Center's potential that she believes Milwaukee could become a Silicon Valley of water. But in order for companies to innovate, they need to find and nurture employees with a creative mindset and skills to match. Michael Hosted says some of those talented individuals move to hotbeds of innovation, such as Silicon Valley. To keep them here, he co-founded an entrepreneurial skills accelerator for college students called The Commons. Its participants are asked a couple questions, both at the start and the end of the program.
One is their perception of how innovative Milwaukee is as a city. The second is their likelihood to stay in the city after they graduate from their school or college. In the beginning of the cohort, their perceptions of Milwaukee are low, as you might expect, and their likelihood to leave the city after they get their diploma is very high. That flip-flops at the end of the program.
Hosted says attitudes change because the Commons introduces students to startups and existing firms, proving there is an innovative climate in Milwaukee, perhaps just a bit under the radar. Marquette robotics professor Andrew B. Williams mentions another challenge in developing an innovative workforce here. He says lots of people with promise might never be given a chance. Williams used to work for Apple, helping to make the company more diverse.
The thing that I learned at Apple and spending time in Silicon Valley, you have talent that can come from anywhere. We have talent from all demographics.
We learned through our reports this week that there are pockets of activity focused on fostering innovation in youth and among minorities. You can find out more by visiting our series webpage. All of our segments are archived there. That's at wuwm.com/Project Milwaukee. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.